Gittin, Perak Tes Mishnah Hei. Shnaim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavin. Two men send two Gittin that are the same. Meaning that both men and the women had the same names. I guess same cities. Everything was the same. They were getting divorced on the same date. Vinis Arvu. And these two Gittin got mixed up. No sin Shnein Lozo or Shnein Lozo. What you need to do now is give both Gittin to both of these women. And that would work. Lefikach, therefore, avad echad mehen harei hasheni batel. If one of them is lost, the other one is worthless. Don't give it to any of them, because if you give it, even if you give it to both of them, it's a suffik megureshes. So get rid of it, and then they should just write more git and give it again. But if one of them wasn't lost, they would just give it again, even though Rabbi Eliezer, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that edim misira karti, and the main edim are the ones that are seeing the get given over. So therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that which we say that a get has to be lishma, it's obviously the writing of the get, not the signing of the get. However, giving over the get does not, you see from here, doesn't have to be lishma. Edim don't have to know when you're giving over the get, which woman is being divorced with this giving over the get. That's what the Gemara says. Chamisha shekosvu klal b'toicha get. Five people write a klal, let's say they want to save paper, and they're all divorcing at the same time. They're by the sofa, all these guys, five of them, and they're all getting divorced. And they write like a klal, like, on this date in this city, the following people are getting divorced, something like that. And the Mishnah goes on, ish ploni migar ish plonis, u ploni plonis. This guy is divorcing this woman, and so on and so forth. And the Tefersel points out that within the get itself, there has to be a Torah for each one individual. So they'd have to write the main part of the get for each of them, each man to the woman that he's divorcing. And then what seems to be happening is that the end of the get, it would, I guess, probably summarize in a way that's bringing all the men together. Like, it's very apparent that the get, the signatures on the get, are for all five of these people. Va'edim el mato, and the edim are below it. And l'chora, right above the where the edim is signed, it's obvious that the edim are signing to the whole thing, because it's written in that fashion. Kulin k'shein v'inosin l'chol achas ve'echas. It's all kosher, and you have to give the get to each and every one. Mishnah ends, Hayakosuv toifis l'chol achas v'achas. This word toifis is not the normal word toifis. Toifis is usually not the main part of the get, but when toifis is not written with the word Torah, if it's just written by itself, the Mepharshim point out, it's talking about the entire get, including the Torah. And that's what it's referring to here. It's referring to the entire get, including the Torah. So if he wrote the whole get, Hayakosuv toifis l'chol achas v'achas. The whole thing, each one of them, totally individually. Like this date, Jack is divorcing Jill. And blah, 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 blah. And all the things that have to be in a get. And then it continues. And on this date, Reuven is divorcing Sarah. And then it continues. But there's nothing in the get that's merging them into one document. That it would be obvious that the Edim are signing on all of it. Now, the Edim Milmata, now you just have the Edim on the bottom, under the last guy that's divorcing his wife, under that Tofes. Esha Edim Nikrinimo Kosher. Only the bottom, the one where the Edim are signing right below, those are Kosher. The other ones are not Kosher. It's not a good Gerushin. But the ones where it is there, that is Kosher. So first of all, the Rambam points out that this is obviously not where there is Edim Mesira, because if there's Edim Mesira, they're all Kosher. Edim saw giving over the get. We don't need a signature by a get. So obviously, the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's not Edim Mesira, and you see that even without Edim Mesira, and this is the Ramban holds this as well, so you see the Rambam holds that even if you don't have Edim Mesira, if you have Edim Chasima, even though you hold Edim Mesira Karti, Chasima works according to Rabbi Eliezer too. Sounds like that Machlok is going to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir is whether you also say Edim Mesira. Everybody holds Edim Chasima work, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, Edim Mesira also works. You see here that Rabbi Eliezer, we hold like, would agree that the last case, the last person that the Edim are signing by, that's good. Because the case, the Mishnah has to be talking about where there's no Edim Mesira. However, Tosfos and the Rosh don't hold of this, Tosfos brings. And it seems, according to them, you have to say that even though the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about where there are no Edim Mesira, because obviously were the first four people on the get, there were no Edim Mesira, or they would have been Megureshes. But you have to say that last person where the Mishnah says kosher has to be where there was Edim Mesira for that couple. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Megureshes, because according to Taisus and the Rosh, if you hold Edim Mesira Karti and you don't have Edim Mesira, even if you have Edi Chasima, it's still not good enough. You always need Edim Mesira, according to Eliezer.